Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. It's Wednesday, the 31st of July, and the year is 2013. And we're on Station 2 tonight with Ron Amatron from Creation Lightship. And we've been doing our Wednesday Clearing Profile shows this year. We're going to have another night off from that and just do a general questions show this evening. So if you guys have any questions that you would like me to read for Ron and Ron to tell us all about, please do send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. CLS for Creation Lightship, questions with an S, at yahoo.com. We're not taking callers tonight, but we would love to have your questions over at that email address. And if they're super short, you can type them into the fast chat. So if you are just joining us, then pull up the light being on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, or you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and find a light being there on the home page. On the top right-hand side, you can click on a picture of a light being, and Ron will activate that for us. So, Ron, are you out there?
Yep, I'm here.
Holy
cow. I'm over here, over there. So,
yeah.
Your head, waving at you, so... Anyway, let's do the light beam activation. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and vibrating in peace energy. And this is kind of looking at the lyrics here of the Summertime Blues. So, but there ain't no cure for the Summertime Blues. So if anybody has Summertime Blues, we'll do a clearing for that here. So here we go. So releasing that Summertime Blues energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then I think probably everybody's got their light being up. Ron, if you want to activate that with the peace energy for everybody.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Should have lots of that now, so enjoy that, and it'll last till the end of the show tonight. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So, we do have an interesting question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com about cording releasing to do with furniture. This is interesting. So, I don't remember talking about this before, so thanks for this question. So, Ron, here goes the question. This gal did experienced a cording release from a chair on an archive that she listened to, and she felt an effect. And she says that someone had brought her several chairs from church sales at churches, I guess, and also other people had brought her chairs. And she's wondering if it's possible to put the words clear all furniture at once using the object activation clearing or the curses clearing. She's wanting to clear these chairs because she feels like a physical condition that she had got worse after, I think, receiving these chairs.
I'm just thinking here. If it came from a church, okay, a church of, sale, maybe people brought in all their old stuff, and they sold it at a church, and that gave the church money, very possibly people prayed over it. I mean, that would be the dark side practitioner clearing. or the cursed Texas spells. So, not knowing who the people were, I'd probably say it'd be the cursed Texas spells, because they probably, you know, did some juju over that. We'll call it some prayers or whatever, to get the best price for it, maybe to make sure that it's sold. I would think they would do some kind of ritual like that. So I would do that clearing. If it didn't come, if it didn't have anything attached to it that way, then just the object clearing could possibly work, but it might go deeper than that. I have a church member that's been there in the church for 50 years, and maybe they go to church every Sunday, and maybe they read the Bible on that chair, or whatever. So, and you have to do each one separately. You just can't do one, say I want to clear everything. It doesn't work that way. You have to do it separately, and if it's from that type of, say, organization, then you may want to do each item maybe for half an hour. That's what I would do. And just then see how it feels. So I would probably do the curse of sex of spells and clear it out for about a half an hour per item. And then see how it feels. And yes, naturally, if you got something from somebody, maybe somebody died. And they had these in their garage, from their parents or something. And then they decided to get rid of it at the church sale or whatever. And now you're dealing with death and the physical problems of that person who may have sat in the chair or chairs. And or maybe, let's just say that they were on the way out and they maybe had 3 months to go before they kicked the bucket, so to speak, okay? And all their friends came over. And they started praying to them sitting down those chairs. And all that energy of that death energy is now going through them into the chair, too, as they radiate this energy. So that's what I would do, is probably the curse of sex is spell clearing, because you don't know who the people are. And do that. And that's what I would recommend doing. And do each one for probably half an hour and see how it feels. You may want to do it longer. So remember, you got them, and you want to get rid of the energy off of that. You don't know what's attached to that chair. It could even be some alien critter that was inside of the lady or man that died, possibly, if that was the case. And it's just waiting to find a host. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there is also the object clearing that has the energetic negative object removal and also the energetic object cording release in it. So that would be a good one to do. And also, I'm wondering, since obviously churches usually have graveyards around them, or at least they do in England, I guess, Yeah, they usually do here, don't they? I'm just wondering if getting a chair from a church might bring an entity into the space, into your home, in which case the space clearing probably would be a good one to do also.
Yes, That would be correct, too. It just depends how it feels to you. Oh, if it's real negative, then I said, you want to do the curses and hexes, curses, hexes, spell clearing, because that's attached to it. It doesn't feel too bad. And, the one may do it, but it just feels like it goes deeper than just a simple little clearing, because you got all these attachments to it. So that's, my suggestion there. You could try the object one first and just see if it does any good, but, if you got tons of things attached to it, and they're probably attached to many timelines, you want to do some timeline clearing on it. And, I guess the bottom line is it worth having something from somebody else, unless they're great chairs, got them for next to nothing, and maybe you saved yourself $500 or something, only spent $10 or something. But is it worth it having all that negative energy from something from somebody else that you knew nothing about? Naturally, secondhand stores are that way. But, it just feels like you might do some research on it to see maybe who owned the chairs. Somebody died in them, and they came out of a house like that, where the children realtor wanted to get rid of all the stuff because we're selling the house, and then you got them, and, you know, they're just reeking full of debt. And so, you know, you wouldn't want to have barcode put on you or something because the aliens want to get you also. So that's kind of how I would see that. So sometimes getting something for a really good price is not worth it because it could cause you problems in the long run. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just thinking for that that cording, energetic object cording release, clearing, if you're, I'm just thinking about how many people could have sat on that same chair in a venue like a church or anywhere where lots of people traipse through, you know, and how many people may have corded that chair, and then you sit on it and your energy goes charging down hundreds of cores to all these people you never knew.
Yep.
So that could be pretty scary.
The butterfly effect, huh?
Yeah, and then some.
Well, hopefully they're great chairs, and that you saved a ton of money on them, and they're great looking. But you may want to put them in your own yard sale if they do feel like trying to attach to you, or take them to the dump.
Yeah. What about taking them out in the backyard and hosing them down with the garden hose? Because water does clear a lot of stuff off too. What do you think of that?
What kind of chair they are? If it's a leather chair or something, you know, if it's like a wooden chair, no problem. You know, you could probably always do that. But if there's a cushion on it and stuff, you know, then maybe there could be a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a lot of different ways to look at it. This is a good night for information like that. So remember, this is also true of a car that you buy. You know, you want to make sure that the car cleaned out, you know, before you buy it or sit in it, you know, or drive it, you know. Just think, you know, people talk about cars being lemons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, that was the old days, I guess. Maybe they still are some, but, you know, what if you bought a car that the owner complained and the word bitch would be a good word, I guess. I don't know what else to use. About the car not working right and everything else, and has all this negative energy in it. And you get the car now, and it breaks down all the time. Looks nice on the outside, and you wonder, gee, what's going on with my car, you know? And all of a sudden, yeah, it's relating to the last owner. It still has that negative energy, and it breaks down because the owner wanted it to. They got mileage out of that, paying extra bills on the car. I guess a good thing would be that if they replace lots of things, that's already done with, so that could be good for you. But, if it keeps breaking down or whatever, then you may want to do energetic charging on it. People take it for granted that, and you all know this, you go wake up in the morning or whatever, and you go out to your car. That's if you're not living like in New York where you have subways, you know, or whatever, you don't have one. That's kind of a cultural shock for me. And people in Manhattan who don't even own a car, as they couldn't afford to park it anywhere. But if you don't know that, that's fact. A lot of people don't drive cars. Or the minute they have a driver's license, they just take the subway. So aside from that, you know, you may have a vehicle, because you're assuming that when you get up in the morning, you go to your car and put the key in, it's going to start every time, because that's its history. And someday you get in there, it doesn't start, and then now you're in a tizzy because what happened, you know?
Because
we assume so much. Give your car a little pat and say, oh, nice car, you know, you're treating me nice. I know a lady who does that in New York. Car just loves her, you know. Was over a bump and she says, I'm sorry I went over a bump, you know, please forgive me. It was quite interesting to see, you know, that. And I'm sure all of you probably feel that way because it is a part of you. It's an extension of you with your energy field. Oh, anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And just the last part of that question from the person that emailed that in was, how long do the clearings last? So let's say we got all the cords off our chair and did some of those other clearings that you mentioned, the dark side practitioner and any other, maybe the space clearing. How long do those clearings last for?
That question to me is kind of a strange question.
Well, in other words, can the cords come back, I guess, would be another way of asking it.
Well, if a person is thinking about it, yes, they can. But I would guess typically a person would not think about selling the chair. They got rid of it, so they probably wouldn't even think about it. Unless they saw a picture of it with maybe their loved one sitting on it or something, or their parents. And then they will put the cords out to the chair. But once, you know, initially, once it's released, it's released. Now, there's no way to know when that other person who owned the chair or how it got there is going to think about the chair that you own.
Right.
So that the cord, if they don't think about it, the cord won't come back. If they think about it, then of course they're going to cord it. You know? In fact,
yeah.
All of you, if you had a car, an older car, it would be older because, you know, time has gone by, but you know, think about the first car that you owned. Is it crushed up now, or is it still on the road? So if you really tune into your car, more than likely, because they have the cash for clunker stuff, unfortunately, to get rid of all the cars that are older. If you think about that, your old car that you used to drive and loved is probably now somewhere else, maybe melted down or something. But you still have energy in it. And what about all the other owners? And so I guess that question would be going completely in a different direction here. So let's say that you sold a car 5 years ago, and you now you think about it, and you go, oh, yeah, my car's still on the road. That's great. I can kind of feel the energy of my old car, right? Maybe say I haven't seen it, you know, on the road. Well, now you're connecting to your car, and now you're connecting to the person, or maybe the many people that have been in the car, or different owners of that car. When they connect to the car, because you didn't release the energetic cord from that car, then all of a sudden they're cording you. That's going a little sideways, but that's what happens. So I guess that question is kind of similar to the chair. How long would the clearing last? Well, is a corded to other people? No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the whole thing. But I'm talking about now about a car, we'll say. Okay, so think about a car. When you think about it, and, you know, who's driving the car now? Is it some old woman who's, you know, or man who's maybe crippled or something on a walker or cane or something? They got your old car. And now you wonder why your knees are hurting or your back hurts all of a sudden out of nowhere. And it's because your car's a conduit, you, from that person. Oh, everybody. Or you think about your car, and you go, man, it's dead. It's all crushed up. It's no longer. Now you feel sad because they give you great service, and now it's no longer living its life purpose. We'll call it that.
Mm-hmm.
That can be kind of sad. But anyway, I won't get into that. But so it's a good question that person asked about that. So it'll last until it gets corded. So you have a friend of yours come over, maybe it's a really comfortable chair. They sit in your chair, maybe they got a recliner or something. It has a vibrator in it, who knows, you know. You get a back massage, and you go, wow. Friend comes over and sits in that chair. They love it. Now they quartered your chair. But now you sit in it, and all of a sudden you'll be getting their stuff, whether they have a pain or not, but you're connected to them through your chair. So I think it's a kind of a good question. At first, I thought it was kind of weird because how long is it going to last? Well, it'll last until people cord it. And you're cording it yourself. And it can take on your stuff. If you, had a situation or a problem a couple of weeks ago in your chair, did you release the energy out of your chair? Maybe you sit in it maybe once a week and you had a cold last week. And now you sit in your chair. Well, the chair is going to have your cold with it in its energetic system. Are you going to catch a cold again? Well, it could be on your doorstep now, or before it wasn't. Anyway, I guess that's you again, Carrie. In
okay,
fact,
yeah.
In fact, I'll go a step further. Just think of, I would guess most people probably wash their sheets maybe once a week. We'll just assume that, okay? Maybe more if you're a little more fanatical. Hopefully you're washing them once a week. But we'll just assume that, okay? So how do new sheets feel, or new washed sheets feel? Oh, you go to bed and, you know, your sheets pick up all that energy during the last week. And now, you know, maybe on a certain day, we'll just say it's Sunday, you make your bed and take all the sheets off, put the new sheets on. And then you lay down that night and you go, wow, this does feel different. Well, it's just your sheets. You know, look at the sheet, how thin it is, you know. Like a T-shirt, although it's like a T-shirt over your bed. So, but your bed feels better. What does that mean? That means that your sheet carried all the energies that you had throughout the week in its energetic system, and it got contaminated by you, because when you have it washed, it feels better. So it carried your contamination of who you are, what you went through. Back to you, Carrie. You can take it over now.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just being reminded also, Ron, when you talked about the whole car situation, I have no idea when this was, but ages ago, you did a clearing on one of the BBS shows a long time ago, bringing back our energy. I think it was bringing back our energy from a car that we no longer owned. It might have been cutting cords, or it might have been bringing back energy. And I remember my hand, I really felt it in my hands and, you know, in my feet. So steering wheel, pedals, and gear stick and stuff, you know, that's kind of how we interact with our car, I guess, physically the most. And it was really interesting to me. And I think it was an energy, bringing energy back, not cord cutting. So, I was just going to mention that because you, I think, on that show told us that we could command our energy to come back to us. So that would be something that we can do for ourselves. You know, we don't have to come to you and say, hey, Ron, can you help me do this? But maybe you can just clarify that, or let me know if I'm remembering that correctly, that we can say to our spirit and our body to command it to bring back our energy from our lost car or the car before that or whatever.
Yep, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
And
all right.
And cool. I'll go a step further here. This might be a little weird, but let's just say this is not happening to you, okay, but this happens to people. So kind of take yourself out of this situation, even though this could be 100% true for you. But it might be better to look at it as an observer than to feel the energy. That's what I'm trying to do here. So let's say that, Paul out there, you know, his father died. His mother died a long time ago, but now his father just died, okay, recently. And, you know, he got typically buried, we'll just say, 6 months ago. Well, did part of Paul's energy with his, caring of his father, you know, loving his father, etc., did that also get buried in the grave with his father, okay? The answer would be yes. So you actually would be, or Paul would be taking his energy, connecting to his father, and as his father gets buried, he's in there also with his father. That's another way of looking at energies.
Oh.
And is that energy ever going to come back to Paul? Maybe not. He doesn't know about bringing it back to him. So now he's lost part of himself, lost part of his spirit energy, which is now on the ground with his father. So this is quite interesting. And that does happen. So you have to pull yourself from things as that happens. You may have even seen a movie about something or some animal or something, and you felt that type of energy too. You go, oh no, how could that person, you know, die in this movie or whatever. You know, they're such a great person, and then at the very end, that they somehow get shot or something or whatever, and it's unexpected, and you wouldn't expect it in the movie, and all of a sudden they did a twist on it, and part of you goes with that person. Even though it's in the movie, as you're watching, it's real. And so did you allow part of yourself to be taken somewhere else? That's why we do spirit retrieval. So if this kind of rings a bell with you, and you felt extra sad, or maybe even you felt loneliness after watching a movie, that loneliness could be that you lost part of your spirit. Hmm. So, back to you, Carrie. Yeah.
Yeah. So commanding it back, is that what we should be doing?
Well, you want to command it back, but you want to have it cleaned off before it comes into you.
Yeah.
Well, you want to make sure that your spirit, that part of you, is not contaminated with that energy of wherever it went to. So, I guess I could make a real graphic thing here. I don't want to do this, but let's just say that you happen to watch a thing on TV about, say, cattle, okay? This is going to be kind of bad to talk about, but you know, they're showing the farmer or the rancher with all these cows, and they pick one of them, and they want to show you this poor cow, this great cow living, and then it goes into the slaughterhouse, and all of a sudden you see this machine, you know, that munching it up and everything else, and that's part of your spirit in there, too, getting munched up. I don't want to be so graphic, but, that's kind of what happened to you, too. So I guess the only way to talk about it is to give you an example of that. I don't know how to do it any easier way. But you got sliced and diced and ground up also, just like the poor cow did. Although it's dead and your spirit was still alive, that went through that. So now when you bring it back to you, what's your spirit going to have in it? Probably going to have, it's going to have the trauma of the last trauma, which is being ground up. And then it's going to probably have the shot on the head. You know, when you're watching the cow get killed, et cetera, and I don't want to be too graphic, but all that stuff is going to be in your spirit. So you have to take away the contaminations that's involved with your spirit. As you can't bring it back to you, it'll be traumatized, and so will you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So are you saying that everything we look at, we leave a little piece of ourselves with that?
Hit the nail on the head, yeah. Of course, yeah. Just think if you're an artist, you know, and you make paintings and you put them for sale for whatever the price would be.
Yeah. I get.
Your energy's in that and somebody else is taking it. Did you take it out of your creation? No, it's still in your creation.
Yeah. Yeah, that I know we've talked about, but I didn't realize that. So you're saying anything that we look at passively and don't really interact with, like creating a painting or, you know, making an object, even just passively watching stuff, we leave a piece of ourselves there. Is that what you're saying? I just want to be clear because I know people are probably wondering this if I am.
Yes. Yes. It can't happen that way. Yes, it can't happen that way.
So then something we should all do, I guess, every day and perhaps a couple of times today, is command our spirit back from everything that we've looked at.
Yeah, and then have it healed, put back into balance, get rid of the contamination on it.
And yeah. how do we do that? Do we use light infusion on the website, or do we command our spirit to clean itself off, or how best would we go about that?
Probably use light infusion on the website.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we have quite a few questions that have been triggered by the car situation, and people are wondering about rental cars. If we're going to rent a car, how long after we've rented a car should we pull our energy back out of it?
If you rent a car, but get it out as soon as you turn the car in, pull it back to you.
Yeah, okay.
And then you want to get released from all the people that drove the car.
Right.
You know, a good thing for all of you out there listening, if you have a day that you can't, you're doing nothing, just go to a used car lot and just start sitting in cars. This is just for you to feel the energy, and, you will become contaminated. So I'm not telling you to become contaminated. This is just an awareness for you, but you will become contaminated, but you can clean yourself out. But go in and sit in different cars and see if you can feel the last owner in that car, okay? And you might just pick, maybe first go to a car lot where maybe they have older cars. That'd be one like I have. So, anyway,
or me.
Very, Anyway, but, and then move your ranks up, go up to, a newer used car, And so,
right.
Maybe a car that's a few years old or something. And you could probably just really feel the difference from a car that might be 15 years old or so. And, mine's 18. and then go, into a car that's much newer, and you're going to feel the difference of the mindset of the person who probably had it and all the other people. That's what I'm trying to say is, you may be able to sit in the car and go, boy, this lady was pregnant and she had a baby. Maybe she had a baby in the car, and you sit in this car and you go, oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Done that if you're a woman, if you already had one, I don't want it in this car. Or maybe there's other issues that the person has had. I won't get into issues. Maybe you get into a car that's maybe a newer car, costs lots of money, right? Whatever that would be. And you get in that car, go, wow, this guy was a high roller, man. And I can feel that energy of all this money around this guy, or gal. And then you go to an older car, and maybe the person's in poverty, and you go, oh, geez, I don't want to be in this car. It feels like it's sucking the life force out of me. There's all kinds of traumas and dramas that they've had. It'd be a good experience for you, if you have the time. It will give you an awareness of how people can cord you. It's the same thing, just looking at it differently, and how things affect your life. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm remembering this correctly, but isn't there a part as a 4-in-1 where you bring our energy back to us that we've left littered about all over the place? Is that part of the 4-in-1?
And the 4-in-1, we bring back the energies that you have here, yes, uh-huh.
Okay,
of energies that you left here in past incarnations. So, you're really stuck here. That's why you have to backpedal your way out of here. Oh, so a clearing does help that. It's to be quite interesting. Start looking at energies and how they affect you. And this stuff, people have, I'll give you an example. A lady that I worked with years ago, she went to, in fact, she bought one of those amethyst mats. And she never cleared it. And so she had the mat. She bought it brand new at one of the expos. And it helped her out a lot. And then she stopped using it for a while. And she was doing some clearings, emotional clearings and a few things. And she was feeling really good. She said, Ron, I just feel great, And she got her mat out one day, she said, and got on the mat. She goes, man, all the feelings that I had from you just went away instantly, and I took on all of my aches and pains that I had because they were in the mat, the amethyst mat, and now it all went back into her again. And so, crystals hold energy. So you have to clear the mat out. So I don't think she did the object clearing on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she went to an expo because this is like, she told me like about a couple of weeks, I think, before one of the expos. So she went to an expo and she said, asked the person, well, how do you clear the mat. Can you wash the mat? I go, no. Oh, no, you can't wash it. She goes, well, I said, well, you know, we put it out on sunlight and do this and that. Maybe they do a chant on a full moon or something. You know, I don't know. But she goes, none of that's going to work, you know. She said, you should tell people that Matt is going to give them back the illness. They help you at first, but you need to clear it. So not now what a lot of people are doing who do have one of these amethyst mats, they'll go on and they'll do the object clearing on the mat every time they get on it and off it, okay? Mm-hmm. And it can help to get rid of the energies, like I mentioned about your sheets. Well, know that, I'm sure. You know, when you wash your sheets, your bed feels great, okay? And just think of something that is going to hold energy like crystals. So, anyway, that's kind of a way to look at it. But with her, all of her aches and pains that she had, her backache, her neckache, all came rushing into her because that was storing all those negative energies. And, you know, it's kind of like the person initially said, how long is the clearing going to last? Well, until it gets invalidated. And so this is what happened with this one lady, is that all the cordings and all the energies that Matt came flying into her because she never cleaned it, and she didn't know how to clean it. And at that point, that's what happened. So now I'd recommend for her to get the special clearing that we have up. Well, not the special one, but the energetic clearing. Maybe do a cording on it, a cording release clearing, if possible, and then also do the object clearing to get it neutralized again. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And also, if you have a rental car and it's being, you know, you've requested a specific car, you can do a space clearing on the car before you ever get into it. And then we also had a question about what about hotel beds, and of course we can, if we have laptops, we can take those with us to the hotel room and do a space clearing and whatever else you feel is appropriate for the bed, a cording clearing or whatever, in the room there while we're there. So we have about 10 minutes left to go. We are going to be ending a little bit early tonight, Wednesday night, for Ron to get ready for the other show. And if you would like to listen to that, you can go to creationlightship.com. And on the home page, over on the left, a little way down, you'll see the radio icon to click on to find Ron's next show. So I'm going to switch gears a little here, Ron. We have a question. Where's it gone? Have to find it. Oh, here we are. Okay. So this is kind of similar. This is to do with the space clearing, so clearing an area. And this one is from Sharina, who you did a clearing on a show before when you found she had the spirit of a whale in her house. And she's saying that she's done a bunch of space clearings for her home and mentioning that you removed the whale spirit, but she's still feeling funny about the living room, and she just learned that the last owner was very sad when they were here. They had some unhappy events, and that they also did channeling in the house. So she is wondering what clearing she should do next for her home, particularly in the living room area. So she's done the space clearing, and she's asking about ley lines or grid lines, or whether it should be something else.
I would look at possibly something to do with vortexes.
Yeah, I was going to say that,
I would
too.
Think they can open themselves up to a vortex as they're doing channeling. Remember, when you start channeling something, then you know, you got to kind of look at it like a comical thing, right? So you're sitting there trying to bring in some energy. And then you got the aliens out there wanting to communicate with people, and they got the binoculars on. You go, this person wants this, you know? And all of a sudden now they create some type of energetic link to you or to the building to come into you, because you have to get the GPS of your location. So with your binoculars, they find you, we'll say. And then they put that link in there because they know that you want to get their information all the time. And that very possibly that's what it is. That kind of happened with another lady similar who had a vortex or a grid line. But I think it'd probably be more like a vortex clearing. So that's what I would probably look at. Getting rid of the vortex of the alien coming through. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. I'm just backing up here a little bit. Manny was asking if drinking alcohol will prevent you from ascending. Are they on?
Yeah, it'll keep your spirit out of your body. So I guess that would be a yes, because if you drink a lot, then you have less spirit, and you need to get your spirit back into your body, because your body like to leave here too. And if your spirit's out in the beyondo, then you know, you have to collect your spirit. So very possibly that could be the case. And your spirit may be out having getting drunk. Other people, seeing other spirits that are getting drunk, and it could be out there having a great time, not knowing the difference. So I would say that would be a yes. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, thanks. And we have a reminder getting typed into the fast chat here. Thanks for doing that. To do the new Earth transport clearing for all the online clearings that we do when we're retrieving parts of ourselves, so that we get them put over on the new Earth that the Lightship created for us as kind of a safety deposit box. And the username and password are typed into the fast chat right now. So if you don't have those, jot those down, and you can use that every time you do an online clearing. You don't need to do it for the samples that Ron does on the shows here, just or on any of the conference calls if you're on any of those. Excuse me, but for anything that you do online without Ron's voice clearing, do that online. Excuse me, New Earth Transport clearing. So let's see, we have about 5 minutes left here. We have somebody wondering what happens when we have to put our pets to sleep. Do we lose part of our spirit since most of us are so attached to our pets? I think you might
should
be on mute, Ron.
Should we do a pet clearing, you think?
I'm sorry?
Should we do
Say that
pet?
One more time? They're wondering if we lose a piece of our own spirit if somebody has to put their pet to sleep. Does a piece of us get lost because we're so connected to our pets usually?
Yeah, it's possible. It all depends how connected you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it is a possibility, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so we would need to command our spirit to come back to us from that event. Also, then if we need to go through that and then get on any of the free clearings, pretty much all of them I think have spirit infusion. So Ron's suggesting that we run that for a while when we have called a piece of our spirit back to ourselves, so that we clean the trauma off our own spirit. Okay, so let me just pull this one. Okay, so we just have about 3 minutes to go. I'm just scanning down here. We have a lot of questions that have come in tonight. I'm just trying to find a quick little short one. Well, this can be short if you want, Ron. So somebody was asking, what happens if we die? If somebody, you know, like those of us listening who've done clearings with you, we die, versus someone who has not heard of CLS, what's the difference between what happens to those two groups of people?
Well, I'm assuming that you've already had a way for the Lightship to connect to you, which is like through the emotional whole lifetime clearing or something. If you haven't done any clearings at all, then there's probably not much of a difference, because you haven't got your energy, you know, from the light to the light. Remember, you are a piece of light, but you're just out there kind of like dangling. And so when you do clearings, then the light ship knows that you're here. Otherwise, it won't know that, because the dark side will take you normally sideways to another parallel lifetime, which we'll just call another timeline, and then you're gone. So as you do clearings, and then also you definitely do the spirit barcode clearing to get that off of you so that the light ship can find you and you won't be attached to the darkness. So the difference would be if the person hasn't done any clearings with light, with the light ship, then that's why you're here. Everybody listening and everybody out there on the planet here is only here because they didn't know about light. And everybody's here because they did not ascend 2,000 years ago. Actually, people have children and people are, you know, are more than it was 2,000 years ago. But still, that opportunity now is still here again. That's why the people that came from, who brought you into this world through your ancestry line, they didn't ascend. That's why you're here. So you definitely need to get some clearings done so that the light can find you. Otherwise, the light will never find you. Hopefully, I answered that question okay. So if you want to get out of here, must do your spirit barcode. That's the first thing. And then from there, to make your life better, do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's what Jesus did. So if you want to know about what Jesus did, that's what he did. The barcode was not available, or wasn't even thought of probably 2,000 years ago, because the darkness was not that ingrained here as it is right now. That's why that clearing is up, and all the different barcodes are up because of that too. That's kind of it in a nutshell. So if people don't do clearings from the light ship, they're lost, just like they lost 2,000 years ago. So I guess it's time to end the show here. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, BBS. Our next program on Friday, and that's our paranormal night. See you later, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Thanks, everyone.